Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. The Congressional Budget Office says federal budget surpluses will total $2.2 trillion over the next 10 years. The string of real and expected surpluses has led some in Congress, including Representative Loomis Beachley, to call for privatization of the federal government.
Well, why not? We're a money-making enterprise now, boys. We've got a better bottom line than all those dot-com companies. We'll sell stock, our profits will go up, and rather than cut taxes, we'll hike the dividend for our shareholders.
The Senate passed a bill this week to eliminate the so-called marriage penalty tax. The move strengthened calls for new legislation to encourage marriage in other ways by creating penalties for dithering and hedging. Helen Highwater is director of the political action group No Barriers to Bliss.
Where is the law that punishes mixed signals? If someone says, maybe we should get married, and then changes to, no, let's wait, and then says, but I really love you and want to spend the rest of my life with you, and follows it up with, definitely next year when my raise comes through, that person should go to jail so they can think it over. And by the way, when will we see strong toilet seat legislation?
Helen Highwater, a leader of the group No Barriers to Bliss. In other congressional action, the House failed to approve a bill that would have banned casino-style games and sports betting on the Internet. Harry Baby Shoes is chairman of the Gaming Addict Exploitation Council and proprietor of Wastrel.com.
Yeah, we had the vote pegged with odds of 3-1 against. Some other sites were taking bets at 4-1, 5-1. Basically, we're all pretty sure it was going to go our way and we'd make money on this deal. It's hard to beat the House, even if you're, you know, the House.
Soft money contributions to both major political parties have reached record highs this year. Organized labor alone has contributed $15 million to soft money accounts. But freelance apologist Spin Williams says most of the labor union's cash will support members of the Democratic Party.
And the money will buy advertising time for political messages about issues that are traditionally Democratic issues, but once we hand over the cash to the TV stations, it will land the pockets of the station owners, who are traditionally Republican. So it all evens out. We kind of see the whole thing as nonpartisan.
In the Enough Party, endorsed presidential candidate Senator Sam Spleen has named his running mate, and contrary to speculation, it is not a Hollywood star. Chuck Upchurch reports.
Political experts are stunned by the announcement made by Spleen campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo.
The senator has chosen for his running mate. The envelope, please. I'm so nervous. The running mate is Dwight Platts?
Wow,
right, that's Dwight D-W-I-G-H-T Platts. P-L-O-T-Z.
Have you ever heard of that last night?
The candidate is a funeral director from Festering Stump, Ohio. Alonzo told reporters that Plotz's undertaking experience will make him a particularly effective vice president. Chuck Upchurch, Washington.
Even before the beginning of a conference on animal genetics in Minneapolis, animal rights protesters have scored a victory by forcing the cancellation of three concerts at Orchestra Hall. Lester Pestering is with a group called Free the Captives.
Well, if you've never been to one of these concerts, you would know. First, they gather them in a holding area called a lobby, and then one by one, they file past an agent who tears their ticket in half. Then they are forced into narrow seats with not very much legroom, and they have to sit there for hours with barely enough space to stand up and sit down. They're expected to be still, and even if they cough or fidget, they're given some withering looks. It's simply inhumane.
Pestering said the group's next protest action will target the opera. And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.